T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Collier concedes Kobach is the Republican nominee for Kansas governor. We've got the story.
Sedgwick County Commission candidate demands a recount. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. The public voiced its concerns for the proposed city budget Tuesday.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. The storm system that moved across Wichita and south central Kansas over the past couple of days officially brought us just over an inch of rain. Today, though, will be dry. Our forecast is coming up.
Like a reality show, the feud between President Trump and a former White House aide is showing no signs of winding down.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders defended the president and his harsh language directed at Omarosa Manigault Newman, in which he referred to the former White House aide as a lowlife and a dog.
The president is somebody who's always going to fight fire with fire. This is something that isn't new, and it's something the American people knew when they voted, overwhelmingly elected him to be the president of the United States.
Separately, the Trump campaign has filed an arbitration claim against Manigault Newman, claiming that she broke a 2016 non-disclosure agreement by disparaging the president in her new book. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
One person is dead following a bicycle truck accident in northeast Wichita Tuesday night in the 5300 block of East 21st. The bicycle rider, a 60-year-old man, pronounced dead at the scene. Witnesses indicated the man was crossing 21st when the accident happened.
A toddler was hospitalized after being injured in a shooting yesterday afternoon near 24th and Chautauqua in northeast Wichita. Police said several people opened fire, striking a house with a 7-month-old boy and his dad inside. Both were hospitalized and treated, the child receiving stitches in his hand and wrist after he was struck by shrapnel. No arrests have been made in this case.
Kansas Governor Jeff Collier conceded Tuesday evening in the state's Republican gubernatorial primary, saying he will endorse Secretary of State Kris Kobach.
I've just had a conversation with the Secretary of State, and I congratulated him on his success. And I repeated my determination to keep this seat in Republican hands.
Collier accepted defeat in a surprise announcement after a review of some provisional ballots that failed to find enough votes for him to overcome a deficit of 110 votes out of more than 311,000 votes initially counted. Kobach will face Democrat Laura Kelly and is likely to face independent candidate Greg Orman in the November general election.
A candidate for Sedgwick County Commission asking for a recount. Hugh Nix trails incumbent Richard Ranzaw by just 75 votes. Nix has paid the county $1,000 for the recount. Sedgwick County Elections Commissioner Tabitha Lehman tells KSN News a group is going to count the votes by hand.
The council heard comments from citizens on topics.
We hire a bipartisan board to come in and do that. It is going to be in our office. Of course, both candidates can have observers there to watch the entire process.
Once complete, the recount will be certified and then sent to the Secretary of State tomorrow.
Police report a suspect has been arrested in a Wichita homicide. Early Monday, a man was shot and killed outside Vixen's Erotic Sports Bar, west of Harry and Broadway.
The victim is identified as Austin Wright. He's a 24-year-old male of Wichita. Through diligent follow-up and evidence received, Wichita Police Department officers and investigators were able to make an arrest in regards to the homicide in the 200 block of West Harry. Arrested was Hernan Casada, 25-year-old male of Wichita.
Police officer Charlie Davidson says the suspect was arrested late Monday morning.
The Wichita City Council heard more public comments yesterday regarding next year's city budget.
The council heard comments from citizens on topics such as the arts, fire and police funding, and Old Cowtown. Cowtown is fully funded through 2019, and any potential changes won't be voted on for another year. Mayor Jeff Longwell said work will have to be done to address program funding in the future.
Do we have a long-term sustainable funding in place? No, we're going to have to address that. But right now, we're keeping those things open that are most important, those quality of life amenities that we think real do set us apart.
Ultimately, the City Council voted on the combined measure of the 2019 city budget and the 2018-2027 capital improvement plan. The motion passed 6-1, with Jeff Blueball from District 4 the only no vote. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
As the U.S. hits Turkey with sanctions, Turkey promises a boycott in response.
Amerikanın elektronik ürünlerine...
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan saying his country will boycott American electronic goods.
Onların iPhone'u varsa öbür tarafta Samsung var.
If they have the iPhone, he said, there is Samsung elsewhere. Erdogan showing no signs of backing down in a standoff over the detention of an American pastor. The dispute has helped set off a Turkish currency crisis. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And we're about 10 minutes away from our daily chat with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs from Chiefs preseason training camp. Mitch, in 10 minutes.
McDonald's is making a hefty investment to revamp its restaurants across the country. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Police are looking for a man who robbed a gas station in South Wichita early Tuesday. Officer Charlie Davidson says it happened at the Casey's General Store in the 3500 block of South Meridian.
37-year-old female employee who stated that an unknown suspect had entered the business, pointed a handgun at her, and demanded money. Money was given to the suspect, who then fled on foot.
That suspect was wearing a black hoodie, black pants, black shoes, black gloves, and a red bandana over his face.
McDonald's making a hefty investment, revamping its restaurants across the country.
The fast food chain and its franchisees are spending $6 billion to modernize its restaurants both inside and out. The company's planning new dining rooms, digital self-order kiosks, new menu boards, and special parking spots for curbside pickups. Hundreds of McDonald's restaurants in every state will see changes implemented, with California seeing the most restaurants upgraded. McDonald's says it plans to update all of its restaurants by 2020. McDonald's has also recently introduced McDelivery with Uber Eats at more than 5,000 U.S. restaurants. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And a traffic update here on the Wednesday morning commute. We do have a traffic accident to the northeast of Derby. This is in the 6800 block of South 127th Street East. So just south there of 63rd South and 127th East, we've got a traffic accident at that location. Also, we have a traffic wreck on Kellogg, west of 119th West. Tying up some traffic there as well. Traffic update with Steve and Ted.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a cloudy sky across south central Kansas, we'll see showers move on off to the east. And for us today, a break from the precipitation, at least for a while, our high 86. Tonight's low 68. Could see a few showers or a thunderstorm tomorrow with a high 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky. We've got a north wind at 14 miles per hour, 71 degrees here with Steve and Ted at 8:11 on this Wednesday, August 15th. 2018. More rain across south central Kansas Tuesday. Had some flooding down in the southeast part of the state. People being rescued from the high water down in the southeast. And we have no confirmation yet, but there may have been a couple of fatalities down that way related to the storms. Yesterday's high, 86 degrees in Wichita. The normal high for the date is 92. And it was on this date in 1969. The Woodstock Music and Art Fair opened in upstate New York. And of course, a lot of young people about my age went to that thing and stayed there a couple of days. And it was, I guess you could say, from the 60s, it was sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Steve and Ted in the morning.
And mud.
And mud.
And weed.
I did not go.
Well, you said drugs. Okay.
I declined to attend that particular function. This morning we have word from Eaton, Ohio, that Bob Seaman has passed away at the age of 86. Of course, he was the coach at Wichita State that took the football team on after the plane crash, and had a winning season a couple of years later. But Bob Seaman from Ohio had spent a lot of his time there, and that's where he has retired and was living. He has passed away at the age of 86. Shocker football coach Bob Seaman. 8:13 now, Stephen's head, and the Mitch Holt is with us this morning, of course, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, and is coming to us from training camp this morning again, brought to you by American Ag Credit. Good morning, Mr. Holt. Nice to have you with us, sir.
Good morning, Stephen, and good to be with you. And yes, Bob Seaman was a very good football coach. You know, he's been the topic of some of my Eddie Plapa Red Friday reports down through the years, and had to take over in extreme, very, very difficult circumstances. Bob, highly regarded back in Ohio. And so, yeah, he led him to he led the Shocks to a 6-5 record in 71, which is a remarkable season. And that was just a year and a half after the plane crash. So that's Tom Owen and those guys. And actually, Eddie Plapp was on that team.
He was.
But anyway, made a big catch against Cincinnati. That's just another matter. That's another day and time. Thanks for mentioning American Ag Credit. You know, you've met Greg Reno. You've been to the Intergalactic headquarters there up in Mays Road. But, you know, just what makes them cool is this region's unique. A lot of people listen to us. I'm amazed how many people listen to you guys early. Because they get such feedback, but a lot of the farmers and ranchers of the region work in town, so to speak. They have double jobs, but they have used American Ag Credit or thinking about them because it's about trust. And American Ag Credit really has developed up that trust. American Ag Credit, money for agriculture. You can go to agloan.com. Now, here's why I found out people are listening. We stirred up quite a controversy because I mentioned Greg Reno's policy of requiring his daughter, Molly Reno, who's good athlete at Cheney, by the way, good distance runner, that there must be an affidavit signed by anybody that was, like, interested in taking her out that Greg has to set in the back seat, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, that stirred the pot.
Right? I bet, I'm sure, yeah.
And there is actually negotiation. I think there's a kid from Colwich, and it's negotiating, saying, really? But here's this is a give and take world, okay? Mm-hmm. So an agreement was made. Greg won't go out with him, but the kid has to do chores for Greg.
There's always a little give and take.
Give and take. That's what the world's all about. Mm. And Greg's wife Kelly then handed this college kid the gloves that Greg gave Kelly for their anniversary.
Yeah, it's nice.
Because that's a very romantic gift. He's given work gloves. But anyway, that negotiation goes on, but it's a give-and-take world. So,
I know you dealt with a little weather yesterday up in St. Joseph on military. How did things come out yesterday?
One of the more remarkable, unique days in my brief 25 years of training camp, because the rains came and St. Joe needed it. And it's so dry up there, but I thought, well, Andy will go inside. I know it's Military Appreciation Day, but nope, stayed outside in it.
Follow
me on Twitter. I'm at Mitch Holters. Easy to follow. Just at Mitch Holters. You'll see my Twitter page, and you'll see the pictures I put up about it. We had guys standing out because the water couldn't drain as fast as it was coming down. And, I mean, Tyreek Hill standing out there with like an inch of water around his shoes. And I'm like, is this a good idea? I don't know if it is or not. Now, I actually tracked down Andy after the game. We had a little one-on-one. I'm gonna get into this tomorrow, okay, of why he did it. And it was crazy because I thought, oh, my gosh. I mean, this is Noah finally getting, you know, he's getting one last practice in before he gets on the arc. And that's what this looked like. It was nuts.
I know we want to take a little look at the defensive side of the football today, and a guy whose name you've mentioned, but let's go a little more in depth about one of the linebackers, Ben Neiman.
Yeah, he reminds me of kind of the Bill Snyder K-State kid. There's a whole litany of kids that have played for Bill since 89 that fit the profile of this Ben Neiman. Small town kid. He is from Sycamore, Illinois, up by DeKalb. Played at Iowa, good career, not awesome, not all Big Ten or anything, and really was just a guy coming into camp. And I mentioned him before, but he's become a story of camp because now he's got a real shot to make the 53-man roster. Mm. Again, is it too big for him, right? Is it college football, even in the Big Ten with Iowa, is it too big, Ted and Steve? But for this kid, it's not, and he could make it as a special teamer.
The mental aspect is a lot different than college. You know, I just try to have my head in the playbook at night. Just try to pick up little extra things from the veterans like Hitch and, you know, Reggie. We have a great room, and those guys are awesome. Same with Coach DeLeon and Coach Sutton. So, you know, just little things about being a professional.
Special teams. What about the playing special teams? Guys have made careers in this league doing it.
Yeah, you know, special teams, if you're not a starter, you have to be able to play special teams to make the roster. So that's definitely a focus of mine and, you know, something I'm trying to improve at every day at practice. And, you know, once again, just pick up stuff from guys that have been great special teams players. We have, you know, other linebackers like T and, you know, Keme who do that and, you know, just little things I can pick up from them.
And honestly, this is going to get down to the last cut, I think, with him, or the last two or three discussions.
Yeah.
But this is the kind of kid, too, Greg Reno would squint out of his eye and go, he might think about letting this kid date Molly. I mean, as long as you go just to Kingman of the Copa Kitchen, and that's it. I mean, but this is a real kid now, and he has become a player. You know, he was the best player against Houston, but the question is, guys, can he do it again this week against Atlanta?
Yeah, and going into the next preseason game a couple nights away, I would assume the focus starts to sharpen on some of these players that we kind of know are, will they or won't they?
Yep, we're in that will. Good point. We're in the will they or won't they funnel, and that's a pretty narrow funnel. But now it starts to, and it's kind of the rite of passage when you drive out of St. Joe, because today ends all that. Is now will they or won't they? And so that's a good thing to put. And so, but the kid, can this kid keep doing it? Like if he just did one game, it's not going to work. But if you continue to see things like now camp and now the game, and can he do it again another game? Then he might take out Frank Zambo, quite honestly, and that becomes really interesting because Frank's been a 9-year player, steady, one of the highest rated linebackers, doesn't make mistakes and plays special teams. But this guy's also, 9 years younger than Frank. So here we are. It's tough business, man.
Did I hear you mention the Copa Kitchen in Kingman?
Yes.
Been there.
Yeah, I have too. I think it's closed, but we're going to reopen it just for this date.
What about Dale's Hamburgers?
I would set anybody up with Ben Neiman right now. I don't know him that well, but right now what I know, I'd say, yeah, this one's okay.
Yeah.
What about who?
Dale's Hamburgers right down there on 54 next to the Texaco station. Ever been there?
Well, we can do that just to top off the tank. We get the Copa Kitchen. Then we'll top off the tank at Dale's Hamburgers. Then we might go downtown and go to like Gommer's Pharmacy and just see what's happening down there with Floyd the Barber.
And Mitch, happy birthday today to Bobby Hunt, starting safety for the Chiefs in Super Bowl I.
Wow.
He is 78 today.
Happy birthday.
And they had a chance to win that game. Have you gone back, Ted, and watched that game? I mean, I was really pretty, I don't remember too much about it. I remember Super Bowl IV, not as much about I. But, man, the Chiefs had a chance to win that game. You know, they were given no shot against the big brother Packers. Lenny really makes a mistake. Bobby Hunt played solid in that game, but the Chiefs had, it ended up being 35-14 or something.
Yeah, but it was a 4-point game at half. Yeah.
And the Chiefs were driving.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Chiefs were driving. And, anyway. But yeah, happy birthday, Bobby Hunt.
All right. Well, hey, how about let's chat tomorrow morning? Does that sound good?
Yeah, and you know what? We're going to get into this why'd you practice in the rain stuff.
Okay.
It really has more of a meaning than just a ha-ha thing.
We will do that. Talk to you tomorrow, Mitch.
Right. See you guys.
All right, Mitch. Get the laundry going there. Get the mud out of his sweat socks.
That's
right?
Our daily chat with Mitch Holtis from Chiefs Preseason, brought to you by American Ag Credit.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Are people losing patience with the Mueller investigation? That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Let your hair command the room with
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.